This is the Honest Real Estate Agent Podcast, hosted by Mario Janitpour. And that's me. So thanks for being here. You can join the conversation at facebook.com/Honest Real Estate Agent. Okay, now on to the episode. This is episode number 2. So good talking to you today. So I want to give a little backstory on this podcast, just in case some of you are first-time listeners, and you look on iTunes, and you see a ton of reviews and ratings, and you say to yourself, how did that happen? This guy's only got one episode, and how did he get all these reviews and ratings? So the way it happened is that I did this podcast from 2014 until 2016, and I recorded 92 episodes, and I was pretty new to podcasting, so my first 30 to 40, I can't even go back and listen to them. So what I've done is, I just wanted to start completely over, and I'm going to repost a number of the episodes that I did, and I'll be recording new episodes as I move forward, but they're all going to be repackaged with a new intro. So I'm going to do a care coaching tip after each episode, so that way I'm adding value, I'm giving you some helpful advice in terms of how you look at your business as a realtor, personal development, how can you improve your personal development skills, and just some overall big picture stuff. So I'm really excited. So we'll do episode 2, and we'll do the heart of the episode coming up here, and then I'll do the tip afterwards. Thanks for coming by today. So what I've got here today is I've got a letter. I received a letter from a new real estate agent. Her name is Ashley, and Ashley is in Denver, Colorado, and she's working for one of the local real estate companies. So here we go. Dear Mario, I'm writing to you today to tell you my story about my journey into real estate. I'm still relatively new. I only passed the real estate exam about 4 months ago. I started working full-time at a local real estate company in the Denver area. I wanted to share with you what I've learned and, most importantly, tell you about my training program because you're just not going to believe it. But before I get into that, let me tell you how I got into real estate. I used to be in retail. I worked at one of the big department stores, and it was an okay job. Money was decent, and I was one of the top performers. But over time, it got old because I got so tired of the sales meetings and the constant focus on the numbers and how they wanted us to push certain high-margin products on our customers. Last holiday season was my last one, and I said enough was enough. I was intrigued by real estate. I've always loved house decorating. My husband and I would always go to open houses in the pricey neighborhoods to check out house designs and get ideas for decorating. We always had a lot of fun doing that. But one thing, I was really amazed at the poor quality of service that we sometimes received from the agents who were hosting open houses. They're really pushy and really in our face all the time. Anyway, I finally quit my job in January, and then I decided I wanted to go into real estate. So I went to real estate school, took the classes, studied for my exam, and here I am today. Pretty easy if you think about it. But the one thing is, I didn't get any sales training during my real estate school on how to service and help my buyer and seller clients. So I chose a company known for their outstanding agent training. My first day at my new company, my managing broker spent some time with me in the morning. He explained to me that I had to open my mind and I had to put aside all the preconceptions I had about real estate and what I thought it would take to be successful as an agent. He told me to never watch another reality TV show again about real estate. So he scheduled for me 4 meetings that day to meet with 4 different agents in our office. And he said after the meetings with the 4 agents, that he would spend some time with me the following day and we could kind of review what I learned. I said, okay, that's great. So I had a meeting with the first agent. And the first agent came into the conference room and he was dressed pretty sharp. He had on a suit and he was really intense. And I introduced myself. Hello, I'm Ashley. And he said, yes, hello, nice to meet you. I'm a hustle real estate agent. And I'm going to teach you how to be successful in real estate. And this is really the only and only one way for you to be successful. You got to hustle. Nothing happens until you make it happen. We as hustle real estate agents, we're out there every day. We're knocking on doors. We're making phone calls. And we're working hard every day. And this is the only way you are going to make it in real estate, Ashley. And I want you to understand this. You have to work hard. You have to have a positive attitude. And you have to get out there and make it happen. You got to talk to 30 people every day about real estate. You got to have 30 conversations about real estate. This is the only way you are going to succeed. You got to host open houses. You've got to host at least 3 open houses a week. This is the only way you're going to be able to meet new buyers and potential listings where you can meet with sellers in the neighborhood. I'm going to teach you how to call on for sale by owners. I'm going to teach you how to call expired listings, and I'm going to teach you how to work floor. So when people walk into our real estate office, you're going to connect with them and you're going to be able to help them. And this is the only way, like I said, where you're going to be able to make it. This is how all real estate agents have done it for the last, I don't know how many years, but I'm going to teach you this way. And this is the only way you're going to be able to do it. And I've got a few coaches and trainers that I can recommend to you because, like I said, I'm a hustle real estate agent. And I'm going to be here and I'm going to make sure that you're going to do it my way. And this is the only way you're going to be successful. You got to be enthusiastic. You got to be pumped. Nothing is going to happen in this business until you make that first call. You got to push through your negativity and you got to stay positive. This is the only way you're going to be able to do it. Well, he went on and on a little bit more in our meeting. He did give me some scripts to use on how to call for sale by owners, expired listings. He gave me some scripts to use when I go out and knock on doors. But this guy, man, he was very intense. His eyes were always, you know, staring in on at me. And he was like, whoa. I'm like, okay. So that meeting ended. And then the next meeting started. And a nice lady came in. And she was dressed really sharp in a business suit. And she looked very friendly. She had a nice smile. And she introduced herself. And she said, I'm a Sphere real estate agent. Nice to meet you, Ashley. I'm going to teach you, and let me tell you before we get started, this is the only way you are going to make it in this business. You have to work your sphere. 80 to 90% of the business that you're going to get is going to be from people you know. People that know you, trust you, and like you, they're going to be able to refer business to you. You got to build your database. You got to build a database of everybody you know. Everybody you know since you knew them in elementary school. And I'm not kidding. You've got to build a huge list of everybody you know in your life. You got to build a list of all the friends your siblings know. Build a list of all the people your parents know, your extended family, everybody that you've worked with, everybody you went to school with. You've got to build this huge database. because networking is the only way you are going to make it as a real estate agent. And the other thing about networking is you want to identify who are the people that are going to promote you and help you the most. Identify your champions, because that's a great way for you to get started initially. Working by referral is the best way for you to make it as a real estate agent, because you don't want to be out there knocking on doors all the time. You don't want to be cold calling on the phone all the time. You just want to be able to contact all the people that you know. You can send them handwritten notes. You can give them a friendly phone call. You can send them emails. You can drop goodies at their door. Anything that you can do to build the relationship, to get people to refer you. And over time, once you've been doing this for a few years, you're going to start getting repeat business. Now, as a part of building that database, you also want to have a contact system where you're going to be able to contact the people in your database on average at least 30 times a year. And you contact them through email, phone calls, handwritten notes, doing pop-bys at their house, doing maybe some networking events. Maybe you host some client appreciation parties and you invite people from your sphere. The biggest thing is about working your network is you got to stay in front of them. You got to let them know you're a realtor, you're here, you're ready to help them, you're ready to help them buy a house, you're ready to help them sell a house. You're just here. You're a realtor. They need to know that. They need to eat, live, and breathe and know that you're a real estate agent and you're going to be there to help them. Keep building the snowball with your clients. Keep building the snowball with your referrals, your snowball of your network. It's a relationship business. You never should forget that. Real estate is all about relationships. They like you and they trust you and they want to do business with you and they want their friends and family to do business with you. So when they think real estate, they see something on TV about real estate, they think Ashley. Ashley is the one to help them and Ashley is going to be my realtor. So never forget that. And like I said in the beginning, this is the only way you're going to be successful as a realtor is you have to be a Sphere real estate agent. Whoa. Now that was an intense meeting as well. So I took good notes and I just kind of wrote down everything that I could remember that she said in the meeting. And then right after that meeting, the next real estate agent came in from the office. And this guy, he was kind of laid back and he was kind of casual. He had shorts on and a t-shirt. He even looked like he hadn't shaved that day. And I'm like, okay, who is this guy? And he introduced himself. I am an internet real estate agent. Hey, Ashley, what's up? I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you understand how to be successful as a realtor. You got to do it all through the internet. Everything nowadays, it's done through the internet. Think about it. Every time we go and we want to buy something, we research it on the internet. We go, we're going to schedule a trip. We're going to buy a vacation on a cruise. We're going to book a hotel. I mean, you're going to buy a pair of tennis shoes. I mean, my goodness, where do we go? We go to the internet. We can't live without the internet, right? Did you go on Facebook today? Everybody's on Facebook. Did you watch a YouTube video this week? Well, there you go. Everybody is researching whenever they're buying a product or a service. They're going on the internet. They research it through Google. They look at YouTube videos. They look at different recommendations. It's all done through the internet. And you might think, hey, you know, who am I? I'm kind of casual today. I got shorts and a t-shirt. Well, today is one of my big blogging days. I've got three blogs that I manage. I've got one blog where I focus on relocation, people moving to the area. I've got another blog where I focus on first-time home buyers. And I've got another blog where I focus on a geographic area, a geographic neighborhood, where I've kind of really built up my presence. So today I'm going to be writing 6 blog posts, and I'm doing 2 videos, editing 2 videos that I've done recently on the area where I've taken kind of some video of some of the parks and some of the schools in the area. So I'm really big into just kind of being in my office, sitting down, and like I said, today is my day just to kind of pound it out and work on the computer. And a lot of what I do is just, it's free. It's all through social media, very low cost. I do my blogs through WordPress.org, very simple. I use a very simple hosting solution. And I've been doing this now for 5 years, and all of my business is coming through the internet. And I just want you to know, this is the only way you are going to succeed as a realtor. You got to do it through the internet, Ashley. That's where everybody is nowadays. We're all on the internet. Look at your smartphone. Think about it. You're on your smartphone. You're looking up stuff on Google. You're checking on Yelp. You're on Facebook. You're on Twitter. You're on Instagram. All the different programs that we're using on our cell phone, we need to make available through our internet and our blogs and our website. And all of my blogs that I do, they're all mobile friendly. So when people are looking on the internet, and everybody talks about the millennials, I'm sure you're familiar with that, they're all checking on their smartphones. So you need to make sure everything is formatted for the smartphone. Now this is going to pay off. Now it's going to maybe take you a little bit of time to start blogging, to start building your website, but you got to do it today. If you don't do it today, within a year, you're going to be out of the business. And I'm just giving you my advice based on what I've been able to do. And you got to get in there, Ashley, and you got to build your own blog. You got to do it with your own personality, and you got to get people to connect with you. And you got to be able to record videos talking about your market, talking about why people move to the area, giving market data, giving good information to your target audience. And like I said, the internet, it's the only way you're going to make it in the business. Okay? Well, that was a very interesting meeting. So then I had another meeting, the last meeting of the day, and another very sharp-looking woman came in, and she was a little bit older. She probably had been in the business about, I would say, 20 years, and she introduced herself. "I am the farming real estate agent, and nice to meet you, Ashley. What I'm going to tell you now is the only way you are going to make it as a real estate agent. You got to farm a specific neighborhood, a specific area that you're going to specialize in. This is the most important statement I'm going to tell you, and you're going to need to remember this forever as a real estate agent. The real estate agent who lists lasts. The real estate agent who lists lasts. You got to list. You got to control the inventory. You got to get listings. This is the only way you are going to make it as a real estate agent. Ashley, you're really nice. You look like you're going to do well, but you got to take my advice. I understand you might have met with a few other agents in the office, but don't listen to what they say. You got to do it my way. This is the only way you're going to succeed. You need to have a neighborhood focus. You need to do community marketing. You need to be able to develop your presence locally and build a farm. Think about a farm. You're planting the seeds. You plant the seeds over time. You water, you cultivate the soil, and then the seeds are going to sprout, and then you're going to get your harvest. This is the simplest way to be able to make it as a realtor. It's a long-term investment of time and money. But over time, if you look at me, I am one of the top real estate agents here in the Denver area, and I have, at any given time, 15 to 20 listings because I'm a farmer, and I've worked really hard to be able to build up my business. Start farming immediately. Don't wait until your second year. Stick with it, and it's going to pay off in the long run. Ooh, well, That was quite a day I had, those four meetings. The next morning, I met with my managing broker, Steve, and Steve was very helpful. And I talked to Steve. I said, "Steve, I mean, what are you doing to me? You had me meet with four different agents, and these four different agents, they tell me that their way is the only way to do it, and that's the only way I can succeed. I mean, it's very confusing." And Steve said, "What type of real estate agent do you want to be? There are many coaches and trainers out there, and they're going to tell you to do it their way, and their way is the only way. You have to do it your way, Ashley. What is going to work for you? Since you're new, automatically you're going to be a hustle agent. You're going to do the sphere. You're going to be a sphere agent. And over time, you can be an internet agent and you can be a farming agent. But you got to do what is best for you. Look within yourself. Leverage your experience. Leverage what is going to work best for you." And I thought to myself, you know, that's good advice, Steve, because it is all very confusing. And I want to do the best that I can, but I need to focus. And then Steve said, "That's exactly right. You have to focus. You can't be all things to all people. You've got to pick and choose in the beginning. You've got to specialize and do what is best for you. And then over time, you could be able to build on top of that. Don't try to be all things the very first day. Find out what works best for you and then build on that. And I will help you through that. What I'd like you to focus on initially, Ashley, is the top five things I think you should focus on. You need to be confident. You need to build your expertise as a realtor. So that way, when you're talking to prospective buyers and sellers, you can talk intelligently about the market, about the area where your clients need help in. Number three, you got to listen. Now, I know you listen to those four agents talk about their different models. You got to do the same thing when you're listening to your customers. Listen. Number four, marketing. You always have to be marketing. And this is where you need to focus on what is best for you, what works for you. Kind of find your groove. Kind of find where are your strengths and start working on that initially. But you got to market yourself and you got to get out there and you got to be able to build your business. And then this is kind of counterintuitive, but number five, don't push. You don't want to push people because pushing, you're going to push people away. Be yourself, add value, and just listen. Now, the last thing I'll say is be persistent. Show up every day. Don't give up. Don't quit, because that is the only way you're going to succeed is by not quitting. And that's pretty simple. That's the end of my letter here. And, you know, I thought you would be really interested to hear my story. And I'll kind of keep you posted as my career progresses. Okay, thank you. Okay, so here's a simple care coaching tip. Competitive advantage real estate. So I want you to ask yourself a question. So as you look to the future, you're always thinking about your business in terms of where you're going to generate new lead sources. So ask yourself, as you look to next year, where is your business going to come from? And when you ask that question, I think the easiest answer is, where did my business come from last year? And as real estate agents, what happens is, as we get into the business and we're doing it 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 25, 30 years, we get into a routine. We get into kind of a repetitive type structure where what we're doing this year is what we did last year and the year before and the year before that. So what I'd like you to do is take a look at where did your business come from last year. So you can look at on a calendar year, the last 12 months, and then break it down based on these agent types that I talked about in the podcast. The hustle real estate agent. So you're generating business through hosting open houses, calling for sale by owners, calling expired listings, you're knocking on doors, you're working floor, and just anything where you're kind of out there doing it. So that's a hustle real estate agent. And then the sphere real estate agent. You're generating business, working your sphere of influence, people that you know, your past clients, so repeat business and referrals. And then the internet real estate agent, in terms of generating business through your website, through your blogging, through your videos, through social media, anything that you're doing on the internet. And this could also include any type of advertising you're doing through some of the third-party websites. And then lastly, farming. So are you generating any business by targeting a neighborhood, an area, and you're farming that area? So for a lot of real estate agents, they could be getting business from any four of these categories. But look at your business. So where are you getting business? So for example, in the last 12 months, let's say you did 20 transactions. And out of those 20 transactions, let's say 10 of them came from the hustle business. And let's say 6 came from your sphere, and then 4 came through the internet. So if you look back at your business, and then you look forward, you have to identify where are the opportunities to grow your business. So if you're getting 6 transactions through your sphere, and depending on how long you've been in business, there's a great opportunity there to generate additional transactions by staying in touch with your sphere, staying in touch with your past clients, and then the same thing for the internet. If you're getting 4, you know, maybe you can increase that to 2, you know, 2 more, and you can get 6. And that increases it, you know, just that category by 50%. And depending how long you've been in business, if you've been in business at least 2 to 3 years, then you should consider a farming area. And you want to look at a farm where there's good movement, ideally 10% turnover, and look at the average sales price, you know, look at the competition, but you can start small. You don't have to do 1,000, 2,000, you know, 5,000 home farming area. You could start small and just do 200 homes, 350 homes. It could be condos. It can be lofts. It doesn't have to be this huge farm. And I think that is something that's overwhelming to a lot of people. It's like, I'm not going to do a farm. And then you're like, I've been in business for 10 years. How can I start a farm? You can start a farm anytime. And it's really going to take you about 1 to 2 years to kind of build up your visibility, build up your presence. But it's a worthwhile investment to be able to build a farm. So take a look at your business. So when you look to the future, you know, where is your business going to come from? And then you ask yourself, where did my business come from last year? And then you kind of look at what you did in the last year, the last 2 years, and look for opportunities. So if you're not doing really anything in the hustle, you know, you could start hosting open houses, at least for your listings, and that could help you generate more business by connecting with buyers and making a better presence in the neighborhood for other listings. So I hope this tip is helpful. If you want more information on my coaching program, you can go to carecoaching.us, and that's my website. And then, like I said before, you know, one of the things you could do to help me on this podcast is buy my book. So I'm being really direct, but that's something that could help me. You know, buy my book, The Honest Real Estate Agent. If you haven't bought it, it's really going to help you. Even if you're experienced, you can get it in paperback, you can get it in Kindle, and you can get it in Audible. So get the audio book. You can listen to it in your car. And, you know, the last episode I did when I recorded it, you know, I didn't have the car that has Bluetooth, but now I do. It's not that fancy of a car. It's just a Subaru Forester, but I'm very happy with it. But it does have Bluetooth, and I can listen to music, and I can listen to audiobooks from my cell phone in my car when I'm driving around. So that's really cool. And then I also want to thank those of you who have bought my book. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for all the encouragement that you give me. So thanks for buying the book. And then if you have already bought the book, feel free to tell other people about it, because it's something that can definitely help other people. You know, we need more honest real estate agents out there. You know, I always joke, the hardest part about my job as a realtor, and I'm sure it is for you, is who is the realtor on the other side of the transaction? Who is a realtor that you're doing the showing for? You got the buyer coming to you and they write a contract. The hardest thing about what we do is when we have an agent on the other side who is not a professional, who doesn't really take care in their job, and they're not honest. That is just so difficult. So spread the word of my book, and that would really help me. And if you have any questions or anything, you know, don't hesitate. Go to my website, carecoaching.us. I've got a contact form there. Feel free to stay in touch if you have any questions. If you'd like me to talk about any subjects here on the podcast, you know, feel free to let me know. Okay, I kind of rambled here a bit, but it's great talking, and I'll catch you on the next podcast. All right, bye-bye.